You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Just like payphones, the phone book, and making those mixtapes, the days of working 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. But I'll tell you, those are long gone. Your 40-hour week has turned into maybe 50 hours a week. And then, of course, you have weekend shifts. And if you're like most people, you are constantly monitoring your work email. Trying to stay ahead often comes at the expense of our health, our family, and arguably, actually, our sanity. So many times our morning routines, they feel robotic. There's the alarm, you shower, get your coffee, commute, and on a good day, maybe you had time to make breakfast. Otherwise, you're hitting the drive-thru. It seems like we're all working harder than ever, and many of us just can't seem to get ahead. A CNBC report recently revealed that more than 78% of full-time workers are living paycheck to paycheck. That's so stressful. And because of that, how could you possibly save money for a family vacation, a reunion? How can you pay off your debt or save for college or retirement? Well, that's why I'm here. I have some great ways that you can make some extra money online, and anyone can do it. As long as you know where to look for those legitimate jobs, it's super easy to get ripped off by work-from-home scams that have just littered the internet. One of the biggest mistakes that people make all the time is just heading over to Google and typing in how to make money online. Don't do that. Too many con artists are ready just to steal your money. And that's why this Commando On Demand podcast is so vital to your lives. You will get trusted information. We've done the homework. We've checked it all out for you. And I'm going to share 5 great, reputable ways that you can make money online. And these tips are useful for anyone, whether you're a full-time worker, you're unemployed, a stay-at-home mom or dad, maybe you're just retired, or you could be a student looking for a little extra spending money. To get started, all you need is an internet connection and a desire to do something new. You need the internal motivation. I'm going to tell you about the sites, but it's up to you to give yourself a kick in the butt to get started. So are you handy? Maybe you just love weddings. Do you have pets? Do you love pets? Can you tell a great story?
3 little kittens with fur all brushed said, "We can't sleep, we feel too rushed."
Are you a good note taker? Or maybe you're just a great listener.
You're such a great listener.
Thanks.
If you said yes to any of these questions, and there are many more questions I haven't asked, there is something for everyone in this podcast. I'm going to tell you how you can make money online. So you want to stay right where you are because there's cash in this podcast. It's time to learn a little more about your earning power. Whether you're looking to get back into the workforce or need a side hustle for some extra cash, I've got some great ideas for making money online. Leading off, think about becoming what's called a search engine evaluator. It's a little like being a parent, but instead of a child, you're actually cleaning up after Google and Yahoo and Bing and the rest of them. Simply put, as a search engine evaluator, it's your job to fix the mistakes in search engine results. You can do this in the morning, at night, maybe an hour at lunch, whatever. It's totally on your time. These big tech companies, they need your help. You are going to judge the search engine results for quality. When certain phrases and words and sentences are typed in, are the results popping up truly the most useful? See, they can't have a computer do this. They need an actual human being to look at the search results. You don't have to put any money down to be a search engine evaluator. There are no registration fees. You just need your own gear, and you have to be at least 18 years old. But remember, nobody's going to be telling you what time you need to be there. This job comes with the freedom to dictate your own work schedule.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay? Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay? We lost some people this week, and we need to sort of play catch-up. Thanks.
If grading search engine results sounds interesting to you, you want to start with a company by the name of LeapForce. They've been in business for about a decade. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That's always important when we're evaluating work-at-home opportunities. And on Indeed.com, LeapForce gets nearly 4 out of 5 stars for employee reviews. That's pretty good. A lot of folks just really love the flexibility. LeapForce pays $12 to $17 an hour on average. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on. That's what I want. That's what I want. Okay, you ready for the second plan for making money online? How about start typing for other people? From video shoots to audio interviews and speeches, there's a lot of work out there that needs to be transcribed. Some people even just want a personal scribe. This was recently made famous by Kris Jenner. Of course, she's on that show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I have to confess, I've never watched it.
This is Maud B. Nice to meet you.
She is my scribe.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Wait, when you're having a conversation, does Maud B also record what I'm saying or just what you're saying?
What everybody's saying.
Okay, just curious.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of amazing. I can look back and tell you exactly what I said. There's no doubt.
Meeting the scribe for the first time, it's just strange. Do you really want everything documented? Everything?
Remember, the chances of a specific reality star wanting you to follow them with a tablet or laptop all day is pretty unlikely. And frankly, that job doesn't come with much independence. But you have doctors, lawyers, and TV shows. They need to keep a documented record of all their activities. Instead of just transcribing all the text in-house, they outsource it. And if you're a quick typist, this could be a position for you. One of the largest places to become a transcriber is at a company by the name of Daily Transcription.
Meet John, an aspiring reality TV producer. And John just got the green light for his reality show. The problem? The network has given him an impossible deadline and no budget for his dialogue segments. There is no way John and his PA can transcribe all the recorded material and still have a rough cut packaged and ready in time. Just before John has a mental breakdown, he discovered DailyTranscription.com online.
Now, to transcribe audio, expect to sit for long periods of time. You can't get easily distracted or be someone who isn't an expert in multitasking. Your job is to stay focused. You have to be able to pay very strict attention to details. And of course, there's always going to be a tight deadline. Most clients expect a fast turnaround. So if you start a project, often they need it completed the same day. If your ears and fingers are ready, I'd recommend looking into transcription software and a foot pedal, because this will allow you to start and stop audio without ever taking your fingers away from the keyboard. Sitting on the fence about this one? Does it sound a little bit intriguing? Well, I have an idea for when you're listening to my radio show this weekend.
America's biggest weekend radio show. We talk about everything digital, all the gadgets and all the gizmos, and of course, your online security and privacy. And then there's all kinds of tips, tricks, and secrets that make it a heck of a lot easier to live in today's digital age.
As you listen, try to type it out for a few minutes. If you're a Kim's Club member, you can get the video feed and also the podcast for the show. So this way you can type out a full 15 or 20 minutes. If you excel at the process, and if you feel like you have the time to make it happen, you'll know that Daily Transcription is the place for you. The pay rate does vary depending upon the type of file that the client submits, and also how quickly you can transcribe. but typically people make around $15 an hour.
No thinking. That comes later. You write your first draft with your heart. And you rewrite with your head. The first key to writing is to write.
The great French writer Voltaire was once quoted, "Writing is the painting of the voice." Isn't that pretty? So stop wondering if you would have made a great writer. Now could be your chance. Who knows? Maybe you have a Harry Potter character just waiting to come out of you. Can you take a blank piece of paper or the start of a Word doc and just start painting it with prose? Businesses everywhere, including mine, were always looking for good freelance writers. But you have to be great at it. Do you possess that knack for grammar and sentence structure? Can you take, say, convoluted information and make it super easy to understand? If so, take a stab at freelance writing. How much you can make as a freelancer depends how well you write. Most start around $10 to $20 an hour, but that can easily double or triple, especially if your first few articles are solids and you hit them out of the ballpark. Then you can end up charging a flat rate of, say, $100 or more for each online piece. But just know, those numbers are pretty hard to come by. Here at my company, Westar Multimedia, we crank out podcasts, newsletters. We have over 100 pieces of new content that we post on commando.com every single week. We've got cool sites and apps and security alerts and downloads. And geez Louise, the list goes on and on. Unlike in the beginning, I can't write at all. It now takes a great team. We're always looking for freelance writers, and we might give you a tryout. True storytellers are always in demand. Just remember that at commando.com/careers. Okay, coming up, I have two more ways to make money online, and they couldn't be more opposite. Stay tuned, because if you like to work with your hands and build things, or if you're someone who just loves a good wedding or a good cry, I'm going to tell you how you can get paid for all of that. Hard worked, callous hands, and a little bit of sweat. Are jeans and work boots more your thing than, say, a suit and tie? Can you fix a garbage disposal? Can you hang pictures? Can you put together furniture, even IKEA furniture? Can you set up a TV? Can you mount a TV? Can you mow a lawn? Can you pick up laundry? Can you drop off the dry cleaning? Can you go to the groceries? You get my drift. Handy men and women are always in demand. Technology makes it super easy to find one and for you to be one. Tens of thousands of people are using the TaskRabbit app for work. Families everywhere need more time in the day. More and more are seeking help to get through all the things on their honey-do list. This app lets customers request help with jobs, select the workers, dubbed taskers, and then pay them. The money's not bad. On average, the cost for a service is about $35 an hour. The CEO of TaskRabbit claims that some of the more productive taskers are able to earn $150,000 a year. Now, if you want to become a tasker, you have to go through an interview, you have to pass a background check, just letting you know that up front.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
This time of year, we can expect a few weddings every single weekend. The average wedding today costs, are you ready for this, over $33,000. $1,000. That's why Mike James says he's not getting married. A local marriage ceremony could end with you getting a paycheck, though. Get this, you don't even need to know the couple. The number five great way to make money online? Become a bridesmaid. All right, hear me out. Most of us, we get that invitation in the mail. We circle the date on the calendar. Maybe you diet for a few weeks or a month to make sure you can squeeze into the right gown or that old tuxedo hanging in that corner of the closet. Weddings are a time to let loose and indulge, enjoy family and friends, have a glass of champagne, show off those hot dance moves. I know you have them. For the bride, well, we all know the stories of Bridezilla. The stress can become overwhelming. That's where you come in. Earn money and take some weight off the bride's shoulders. you can become a bridesmaid. There's this really successful company, Bridesmaid for Hire, and they're looking for folks who want a bridesmaid wage. You don't collect a paycheck for makeup or a fancy dress. Actual work is involved. Your job is to make sure that everything goes perfectly for the bride, not just the wedding day. Here are a few job qualifications. You might have to help her shop for a dress, organize the RSVPs, pick out favors for a bachelorette party, just assist the bride with anything that she might need for the wedding day. The woman who invented the business, Bridesmaid for Hire, never dreamed it would take off. She actually tested the idea on Craigslist years ago, which is also a lesson on how to make money. If you ever have this harebrained idea, give it a shot. Anyway, within days, she received hundreds of emails from brides asking how much her service would cost. Moms wanted to hire the service to help their daughters. Grooms, let's just face it, many of them already spend whatever it takes to get out of the wedding planning. She now has thousands of applicants, and the weddings are a multi-billion dollar industry. Depending upon the size of the wedding and what the bride demands, you can make a couple of $100 just being a rented bridesmaid. All right, so maybe I bombed out and none of these ideas actually interest you. Not a problem. I just scratched the surface about your online money-making potential right here. Because over at commando.com, you can find my 20 best ways to make money online. Just use the search box and type in make money online. And if you want to, organize it by tips on the search results page, because then you'll find the 20 best ways to make money online, as well as some other ways that I cover routinely on the website. So whether you're out of work and you need money now, or you're looking for a side gig for some extra income, you can make real cash online. Just remember, you need to have the desire to get the job done and you'll get paid. It's hard work. And don't listen to anyone who tries to convince you that making money online is easy. They're not being honest with you. As technology brings employers and potential employees closer together, the competition is actually growing. So for each job you apply for online, there are plenty of others vying for that same position. As you go forward, try to find your niche, a healthy balance between life and work, and always remember your value. If you can't see your self-worth, neither will an employer. And without any self-esteem, job hunting never ends with those two special words. You're hired. Now, if you enjoy this Commando On Demand podcast and you found it helpful, share it out with all your family members and friends. And on iTunes and Google Play or wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you give us a great 5-star review, okay? I'd appreciate that because it helps other people find our podcasts.